Welcome to NEA Arts Online. I'm Josephine Reed. The current issue of NEA Arts focuses on the transformative role of creative placemaking in communities. A great place to begin that discussion is in Chelsea, Michigan, home of actor Jeff Daniels and the Purple Rose Theater Company. Daniels has had a thriving acting career, from his role as Flap Horton in Terms of Endearment to his current character, Will McAvoy, in the new hit television show, The Newsroom. Yet he always remained rooted in Chelsea, Michigan, where in 1991 he created the Purple Rose Theater Company. Daniel's goal was to bring high-quality professional theater to this small town of 4,500, and he has more than succeeded, creating not just great theater, but a cultural hub. 21 years later, the Purple Rose Theater Company is a first-rate regional theater, committed to nurturing local talent both on the stage and behind the scenes. Because of the Purple Rose, Chelsea is now a destination point, with some 40,000 visitors a year who come to see good theater in an intimate setting. Guy Sandville is the artistic director of the Purple Rose and has been with the company almost from its beginning. I spoke with Guy to find out about the impact the theater company has had on Chelsea. I began our conversation by asking him to give me a little bit of history about how the Purple Rose Theater Company established itself in that town.
When Jeff started it out, he bought this empty warehouse on Park Street here, and a lot of the people told him that he was nuts. I mean, basically, okay, you want to start this enterprise in the middle of a cornfield. He started attracting other talent. There was a fellow who was interested in opening a fine dining restaurant in town, and they got together, and he had a vision for the theater and for the town, and marshaled some local support, and it worked. The town is part of the attraction. It's a beautiful little town. It's a historic town. The people are friendly. You don't have to pay to park your car. You're a two-minute walk from the theater to these great galleries and restaurants and things that all came as a result of this theater. It's had a huge impact on the community. It's a wonderful combination of commerce and art.
I know the theater has grown tremendously, but in terms of Jeff's vision, has that shifted over the years?
I don't think it's shifted at all. I think it's become more intensified, it's become more focused and more well-defined. The first directive he gave me my first week in this job was, you know, it's the policy of this theater that we develop our own talent. And we have 8 full-time apprentices here, and our company manager is a former apprentice. Our PR/apprentice chief is a former apprentice. All of our stage managers are former apprentices. So we take that part of our mission very seriously.
The theater is in Chelsea, Michigan, and there seems to be a great commitment to Michigan and the Midwest in developing the talent that's there.
You know, I remember the first time I sat in the theater and I saw a play about people I knew in a place I knew. It was a play written by a Michigander named Gus Kaikkonen. It was called Time Steps. I knew these people. I mean, Ernie Harwell was on the soundtrack. And I realized that our lives were worth telling stories about. You know, we have a rich diversity of souls here in the Midwest. We have a lot of great stories to tell. And one of the things that's important to our survival is that we tell stories about and stories that matter to the people who come and see them.
How many plays a year do you put on at the Purple Rose?
We do 4.
4 plays every year.
Yeah, you can see a show at the Purple Rose minimum of 7 times a week, 43 weeks out of the year. Very intimate venue here. We seat 168 people. In this part of the country, I think we offer a pretty unique experience that way. And so, yeah, it's really a lot of fun. And new plays are really what we're all about. But every time you do a new play, I mean, each one is sort of a glorious adventure into the unknown. You really are going where no one's been before. And it's kind of nice every once in a while to do a play where the script is kind of perfect and ready to go.
Can you tell me briefly how you put a season together?
Well, we've got new plays in development, so we're working with writers all the time. Our play development process is called the Greenhouse Process, you know, Purple Rose Greenhouse. We do workshops with these plays. They last anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks, and then we do readings before an invited audience. And it takes a year or two to kind of get them ready for rehearsal, usually. And we keep lists like everybody else. You know, I've got a list of great American classics that we'd like to take a swing at eventually. We also are a company. We're not a producing organization. We're a theater company. And there's a difference. We have a group of associate and resident artists. that we create work with and for.
What are the benefits of producing theater, of having a theater company in a small town like Chelsea?
It attracts people who ordinarily wouldn't come to your town. It gives them a reason to come and check you out. Every one of those people, as Jeff says, has a wallet or a purse with them, and they all eat, they buy gas, buy books, they buy art, they buy cowboy boots, whatever. Again, we're a town of about 4,500 people, and we attract almost 40,000 people a year. You know, the town used to roll up the sidewalks at 6 o'clock at night. Now we've got two hotels, bed and breakfast, several restaurants. The impact, which pumped millions of dollars into the local economy over the years.
The other thing I would think it would do is a theater would reinforce the sense of community that a small town already has.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are part of the community. We are part of the fabric of the community. It's wonderful to be shopping, you know, at the grocery store and have the farmer guy come up in the bib overalls and give you his 2 cents about the last play. I mean, they really care. And after 20 years, we really are part of the community. It's wonderful. When we do our work right, you can change lives. If you could have sat in that theater and seen 160 people watch the third act of Our Town, it was remarkable. It's an American classic. It speaks to that small town that lives, I think, in every American, and it's really wonderful. It gives people a chance to come and feel something and even think a little bit, and if nothing else, have a good laugh and a good cry. So that's worth doing.
That was Guy Sandville. He's the artistic director of the Purple Rose Theater Company in Chelsea, Michigan. The music was composed and performed by Pat Donahue and Clint Hoover. For NEA Arts Online, I'm Josephine Reed. Thanks for listening.